The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Streaming radio 24/7, and today, believe it or not, is the 26th of April 2017. And go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com, check out our two big products, brand new. First one is called the Winner's Circle. 12 audio tapes would take you right from my very beginning, right through to thick bar training, sandbag training, stone training, heist shrugs, dips, pullovers, power rack training, dead stop training. This has got a plethora of 12 audios. The minimum they are, I believe, is 35 minutes in audio. It's just loaded with information. It will get you started. This is a course that is a complete course, and we will be adding on new courses periodically. I mean, this is going to be something that will be part of our new video vault, which will be just growing, growing, and growing. So go out and check that fine product out. The other product is called Etched in Stone, and this is a product that deals with even individuals in their late 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s that have the nine-month belly or the spare tire, as we call it. These are men that usually not only have high estrogen problems, but they lack even the confidence to go after and do things. They're more adept at sitting on a couch, texting, watching TV, you know, eating whatever there is in front of them. And they come to a point in their life where they've got one or two choices. They'll go see a doctor, and hopefully it's not because of a medical emergency, and they'll tell them, you are on the cusp of heart disease, diabetes, you name it, all right? It's nothing to take for granted here at all. And what we've done is we've come up with a product, and I've done this multiple times with people. Dennis lately, he hasn't been over lately because he just had the first child. In 6.5 weeks, or a little less it was, I took him down from 271 to 237. Now, what we're doing is we are using a formula of sandbags with stones if you're acclimated to them. If not, I would definitely tell you, you will want to get acclimated with them. We're doing some body weight and obviously some weights, but the majority of this work is from the sandbag work, these three movements we start you out with. I've never seen anything like this metabolically, what it will do. Now, we've also hooked up with some of the best individuals in the fields. We have Dory Peterson, who's an RN and a nutritionist. We have Dr. Jeffrey Smith, who's a medical doctor. If you followed him and I in the last year and a half, you know I took a 184-pound guy who was 45 years old and took him from a dead stop bottom squat, which is starting right at the bottom position, no rebound, with 150 pounds, and he did 305 1 year later to the date, and we are presently working on a 405. Now, two things. Number one, that is some of the most brutal training you could ever do. But if you listen to all the experts out there, 45, you're finished. 30, you're finished. 25, now you're on the cusp. So never sell yourself short. We also have our good friend, Dr. William Wong, who will be with us momentarily, who's involved too. By far the best naturopath and anti-aging doctor around. We brought him in because especially with the estrogen issues, that always has something to do with cortisol, et cetera, et cetera. Dr. Wong is a master with that. So he's on the staff. We also have Steven Santangelo, who's an organic farmer down in Kentucky. If you've ever heard us talk about his greens, his minerals, incredible stuff. In fact, I just posted today, we did our first show, part one, of your adrenals. Very, very interesting. I will tell you this. If you don't know anything about adrenals, you should listen to this, number one. And number two, they basically affect your whole life. I mean, those two little, I don't know, they're like minds of their own sitting on top of your kidneys. They have more than you'll ever know what they do hormonally with you and on and on. So he's with us. We have Dr. Dale Dugas, who is not only a martial artist, but he makes some of the finest topical liniments for any type of injury, bruising, et cetera, et cetera. And we do a lot of that around here. So go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com and check out both the Etched in Stone and the Winner's Circle. Now, go out to MotivationMuscle.com/category/podcast. Just go out and look at all the shows Dr. Wong and I have done together. There is massive stuff out there. And before I give you a little introduction to this gentleman, he, to me, is the testosterone guy. There's a few people around here that really, really have researched it, done it. And if you go out, Dr. Wong's got some of the finest products out there. And we can even get into that a little bit. But we're going to talk about the formula for manhood. And you've probably heard us talk a lot about feminism and a lot of things, and we'll probably hit upon that. But we're going to really come at you with both barrels blazing today, because I think it's not only the exercise, but I really want to get into it's the temperament, it's the idea, it's the entitlement, and there's so many things now that are going into this breakdown, and I do think this is a disconnect too. But let me give you a little information on Dr. Wong, because I want to get him right in here. Number one, he's a classical naturopath, a PhD, exercise physiologist, certified athletic trainer, AATA, certified sports medicine trainer, ASMA, World Sports Medicine Hall of Fame member, and World Martial Arts Hall of Fame member. And that is quite a pedigree. And Dr. Wong, welcome back. It's been way too long, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me back on board. First thing I have to do, I have to apologize for our last show. I was just coming off of bronchitis. I was coughing my head off, and my mute button didn't work on the mic. I didn't realize that until I heard the show.
That's okay.
I am so sorry.
Don't worry about it. That's not a problem. Give out your websites and anything I missed, and we're going to get ripping now.
All my rantings and ravings podcasts, and the most important thing I've ever done, which is the lecture titled Fighting the Things Most Likely to Kill Us, can be found at drwongradio.com, drwongradio.com. My writings can be found at drwong.us, drwong. U is in United, S is in States. And the supplements can be found at drwongsessentials.com.
All right. This is very interesting, because we can really lay out a nice formula for manhood, because I know that we've hit on it. I know you've done it on your own and with other folks. And we see plenty of that, obviously. If you don't know, Dr. Wong's on Facebook now. He puts out a lot of great articles, and he's always got good information just on how to act like a warrior, manhood, you know, things that are very important and things that are kind of shallow today. And I think that we are sorely missing these things. Formula for manhood, I'll just start off briefly and I'll give it right to you, Doc, is I think there's a few things that go into it. Number one, obviously it's who you are brought up by and who you surround yourself with, and especially at a very young age. I see my nephew, Danny, he just turned 7, and he's got a great family, great mother, obviously a great father. But his uncles are all very involved in some type of sport, weightlifting, you name it. And all of them, the girls and Danny, have been very surrounded by that type of support, of seeing this since they could see anything. Maybe when you're 6 months old, you're not understanding everything you're doing or seeing. But they've been totally encapsulated in this type of lifestyle. And I think especially at a young age that it's got to be captured in that light. I see too many kids now, very overweight. They just don't seem very interested. Everything is electronic now. the ability, the urgency, the wanting to play sports. Yeah, there's still a sector that does, but it's not like it was. And when you don't have the foundation in the family or the support, and a lot of this is due to two, we don't have a lot of mother and father families anymore. There's a lot of people split up, or people have kids out of wedlock or whatever, and the male support is not there. And obviously in today's world too, the men in general, not all of them, and this is why we came up with Etched, was because there's a lot of males out there just wandering around, just don't know. They're confused. They have no confidence. And they're really, and I don't care what anybody says. I believe a lot of them are searching, man. And they get involved in organizations and things that, for one thing or another, maybe it's just, you know, people a lot of times want to belong to something, but they don't realize a lot of this stuff that they're into is counterproductive to what they should be. They should be leading. They should be doing things that have measurable accounting to it. And obviously, the ability, like my dad says, to lead. So those are just some of the things I notice. Now, I'm going to give this right to Dr. Wong, but I want to say one thing. Sometimes for something to happen to you, unfortunately, and I don't mean in a bad, well, it depends how you're going to interpret it. Sometimes you got to get hit right between the eyes to finally take that hard look at yourself and say, I have got to change. I've got to change first and foremost myself, and then everything else will follow. It's all yours, my friend.
You know, that's exactly what we're seeing in Europe now. If we take a look at Europe and think that it's an individual.
Yep.
Since the end of World War II, Europe has basically been fagified.
Yep.
To the point where they're so accepting of anything that happens to them, even rape and murder.
Yep.
But, you know, the militant Christians and the Sons of Odin are beginning to get really miffed at all the stuff that's happening all over Europe.
Yep.
And they're about to take charge. We're about to see a change in regime, hopefully in France. You're definitely going to see a change in regime when Dr. Petri takes over Germany.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you're going to have reverse immigration.
Yep.
Now, we are in the middle of that development here in the States. We never got quite as limp-wristed as Europe did. But we're getting slapped in the face. We're getting the cinder block knocking us over the head.
Yep.
Showing us that there's something the frick wrong and urging us to take action.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have the same thing happening in individuals. Like you said, there are a lot of guys out there who don't quite know that they're guys. They've been told that men are bad.
Yep.
They've been told that men take advantage of this and take advantage of that and do all sorts of stuff. And yet the people who are saying that, who are letting folks into the country who rape and murder and gang rape and clitorectomize and
yep.
God knows what else.
Yep.
But let me not get into that just yet. So these guys are wandering around trying to figure out what the fuck a man is.
Yep.
Because they have no clue. Like you said, a lot of them were raised by single moms, and moms, unfortunately, try to keep their little boys as little boys for as long as they possibly can, and some of them never let up.
No.
The guy could be 35, and she's still treating him like a little boy because she wants her little boy, and she's not letting him grow up to be a man.
Yep.
It used to be that girls were raised to stay at home and basically take care of the family, and boys were raised to get up and go out and be part of the world.
Yep.
These days, it's just the opposite.
Yep. Yep.
The boys are all sitting in their basements playing video games, and the girls are out there trying to push the glass ceiling, which really doesn't exist because women can get in just about anywhere. And as we've seen, all the people who complain about women not being paid as much, about there being a glass ceiling, they themselves, like that Pocahontas senator from Massachusetts,
yep.
They're paying their women employees less than the guys. So,
that's right.
Hypocrites all. But, okay. So we need to have men find direction. And the first thing that needs to happen is they need to change their self-image. They need to go from being the little guy who's just kind of, you know, with the bow tie and standing in the corner all frumpy and stuff, and they turn into something like Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
You know, when they walk into a room, they need to hear,
Yep. Tarzan has just come down from the trees, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I'll tell you what, which is really interesting. You know, let's face it, without getting too crazy with media, because right now I don't even want to talk about them, but, you know, the world, these people have their agendas, and their deal is to pit everything against everyone, you know, whether it's men against women, whether it's race against race, et cetera, because you
they
know what?
They just want to reduce the service population, that's all. That's, they want everyone to kill themselves.
Not only that, you know what they want more than anything is, how can they stay in power? Well, when you keep people at each other's throats all the time, guess what, ladies and gents? There isn't going to be anybody that'll ever get along or ever form together. And that's the whole thing with everything. The idea is to keep you on your heels and keep you, whether you dislike, hate, whatever you want to call the word, but you're never in unison with anybody. And this is what they call divide and conquer. This is the main thing. But I don't want to even get too far into that. What I want to say is this. Men, you want to know the beginning formula right now that I would say? Right now, especially if you've got the nine-month belly and you're walking around confused, is today. Start today. Go out and walk, even if it's for 5 minutes. And you say, well, what's that going to do? Well, that's going to get you acclimated again to the world, to the outside, to the air. Because I guarantee you the majority of you are in a cubicle all day, eating anything you can get your hands on. You come home, maybe you got a family, maybe you got a wife. You're going to have to deal with all that when you get home. Who knows what's on the docket that night, whether it's soccer or you get have a big fight with your oldest kid or you and your wife aren't getting along. Well, I don't care what time it is or where you're going or you don't have anything to do. Start today. Start today. Go out and start walking around. And with that in mind, that's going to start the steps you need to the success you're going to want eventually, because I do believe inherently, and we're just going to talk about males, and that's what we usually do here, is this. I think, you know, you've heard Doc and I talk about, especially about Valhalla, Thor, all these things, and it doesn't matter to me. It could be the Italian army, whatever, all right? But here's the thing that's really, really important is this. There is a gene in every one of us, and females too. There is something that gets turned on, and I hate that word primal, but let's just talk about another time in history that we all have that you need to turn back on in you. You'd be amazed how many layers of BS you've got over the top of it, but I'm here to tell you, I've seen it, and I'll keep seeing it till the day I'm gone. I've seen more people that I thought were just finished in so many ways. Something happened. Something triggered it. Maybe that five-minute walk all of a sudden started taking you back. I don't know. But I will tell you this. You will know when that gene takes off in you again, because what's going to happen, you'd be amazed. And I don't know if it's testosterone trying to come back to the surface and it's got miles to come back up, but there's something inherently that is going to make you start to do some things that you haven't done maybe even since your late teens. I applaud you for that, and I think any man that's worth his salt on the earth, you need to get your ass out there and find that gene, no matter what. I don't care if you're raking your front yard 5 times a week. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is that's starting to turn that gene on in you, you need to pursue it. And if you're not sure about it, but you're feeling things, keep pursuing it, because chances are it's leading you in the right path. It's all yours, Doc.
You know, we have been programmed, and I use the word programmed because it has been done specifically.
Yep.
We have been programmed to be sheeple.
Yep.
By people who want to program us. I suggest everybody go on Google and look up Agenda 21 and see what Agenda 21 of the United Nations is. It's a world population control mechanism where they want to get rid of 2/3 of the world's population. How the frick are they going to do that? You know, they're going to do it through vaccines. They're going to do it through self-destruction. They're going to do it through all sorts of stuff. So one of the first things we need to do is to get rid of the "we are the world" mentality. Yep. Fuck the world. Pardon my French. Stop being a universalist. Pick a group and identify with that group. Yep. Whether that group is part of your race, group is part of the military, whether that group is a bowling league, God sakes.
Yep.
Pick a group and identify as part of the group and see folks in your group as kin to you and see folks outside of your group as foreign to you. You know, as a Marine, regardless of whether you were a POG, which means that, you're a Remington Raider, you're a back area guy, ran a typewriter, or whether you were a rifleman, you're a Marine.
Yep.
You went through the same stuff. You went through the same indoctrination. They pulled out all the wires out of your brain. They wired them in the way that they wanted to, and you're Marines. Now, when we're around dog faces, army guys, or squids.
We
put up with squids because we're part of the Navy.
Right.
But can't stand being around army guys. They're so weak and wimpy.
Yep.
You know, the only army guys who ever get my respect are either the Rangers, the Greeny Beanies, or some of the old SOG guys from Vietnam. I have picked a group. I have identified with the group, and that group has given me a consistency and a philosophy to adhere to, and that group has made me stronger. When you're a universalist and you're part of everything and you're feeding the kids in Ethiopia and you're helping the kids on Guam and you're feeding the poor in Appalachia, you don't belong to anybody.
Exactly.
Who are you? You're freaking wishy-washy.
Yep. No, you're right. You're right on the money, because it's almost like the whole thing they love to talk about with no borders. It's the same way with yourself. You're open to anywhere, anything. You know, and the thing too now, and I think people have always been this way, but you and I both know, I told you before we came on, you heard, people want to be part of the latest stuff that's going on. I mean, I think it was Abercrombie or one of those. You can buy jeans that have dirt put all on them for $425, and it went viral all about it. And I'm scratching my head saying, okay, what has happened now to everything? I realize it seems like nobody wants to really work hard anymore. So to make it look like you were working, you're going to go and buy a brand new pair of jeans that's had dirt put all over them to make it look like you've been out there at $425. And it was very interesting, I heard. Who knows if it's true or not. You know, they said a lot of the hardworking guys and gals in the world were very pissed off about this. Now, I can understand that in some ways, because I think one of the worst things we do when we talk about the form, what we need to bring form back, we need to go back into industry again. And by that, I mean hands, man. Yes. We need to become, right? We need labels. Yes.
We can look at somebody's hands and figure out whether they can do something for me or not. And even the office workers.
Yep.
You know, even the office workers, we can figure out because they exercise or they do martial arts or they do something to accent their manhood.
Yep.
And they don't have these little tiny wimpy hands. I, you know, looking in the movies, all these action heroes out there, you can tell the ones who really do anything.
Yeah.
From the ones who actually don't by looking at their hands. So, you know, when I look at the Expendables, Stallone's the only guy in that group. Stallone and the two guys who are MMA fighters, the only two guys in that group who actually do anything.
Yeah.
Look at their hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Stallone's got fingers like hot dogs.
Exactly.
You know he does something.
Well, and the thing is, this is why I love gravitating to all the stonework and the sandbag and everything else, is because you're constantly using fingers, hands, wrists, you know, big belly of the forearm, all these things. And this is where I believe we can restore full manhood again. And women too, because we know way back in the day there was women doing many, many big, heavy things. I've got no problem with that at all. The problem I have with a lot of things now is this. Why is it we have to make a big deal out of everything? And if it doesn't work our way, why is it we have to start getting into litigation and every other thing? We're throwing whatever sticks to the wall, it works, we're all set. What I'm trying to stress here is this. Emmanuel America is going to be a healthier America. It's going to be a harder thinking America. It's going to be a tougher place to get beaten down and beaten up, right, folks? And we do a thing here in my yard, in the FBC yard. We call it a tribute to the hard hat area. And we will take, it could be stones from 50 pounds up to, I don't know, I think the biggest one I got outside is about 432 pounds. And what we'll do is we might put 15 of them together. And the idea here is you've got, and if you can't pick it up, and by the time you get to the bigger ones, unless you do them first, there's only one way you can do it. You got to drag them. All right, so we set up, say, 15 feet. So we'll have it one end of the garage or one end of the driveway, and then we measure 15, 20 feet. Now, I know that doesn't sound a lot, but when you're moving stones from 50 all in between the 430, I think you're going to get a little bit different feel for it. Let me tell you something. Not only when you start getting in the middle of moving them, you're starting to tire now. All right, I don't care how good you are. And what's happening is your fingers and your grip starting to give out now. Now, what do you got to do to get there? Because nobody wants to quit. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to roll them. You're going to pick them up and go as far as you can, drop them, roll them. I usually pull them backwards, which even puts more strain on the lower back, the hamstrings and everything. I'll tell you right now, there's so many things that I could do with kids just with some of this stuff alone. Unless there's something really genetically problematic with a child, or they had some type of health issue where they couldn't do things like this, you wouldn't see any more fat kids. I'm telling you right now. Yep. I am telling you right now. And when we're looking, because I want to go right back, Doc, and I'll give this right to you. I want to go right back to the beginning. You remember when I said in the beginning, you know, the loss of the mother and father and the family. Right. Yep. Okay, that's one of the biggest fundamentals there. Nobody wants to talk about it. And if you do, there's something wrong with it. But that's one thing. Second of all, do we need devices yet? Yeah, with I do, Dr. Wong does, yeah, we need internet. We need to be able to get out on social media, sell our wares, all that. Yeah, I got the whole thing, all right? But like I said before on shows, and I've probably said it on ones with Dr. Wong, one of the worst things I ever witnessed one day with media was this. I was coming, getting ready to make a turn. Both of these streets are very busy thoroughfares. And I saw this guy, I'd say he probably was maybe mid-20s, and I'm watching him come down the sidewalk getting ready to come to that light that I'm going to go through with a bunch of other cars. And it's notorious for people running that light. It's a very dangerous intersection. So I'm watching this guy, and he's either watching something or texting on his phone, and he is not looking up. And Dr. Wong will verify this when I go this to him, but when I took martial arts at a very young age for a few years, I remember our instructor said two things. Never look down when you walk, and never have shit in your ears when you walk, because it's a great way to get mutilated out in the world if somebody wants to do it to you. Number two, when you are engaged with things like that, you really need to turn them off, especially when you're out on the road and you're going to be crossing. So I'm getting ready to make this left. And this guy, I swear to you, looked just enough up to know that he was going to cross this intersection. Well, beknownst to him, it was a green light he was crossing against. And that is the busiest part of the road. It's called New Scotland. This car came wailing through, slammed on the brakes, laid on the horn, and I'm not going to even say what they were yelling out the window. This guy was so oblivious. He looked at this car driver like, screw you, you stopped, who cares? And he kept going. And I said to myself, I was like, is this what the hell everything's become now? Yeah. You're so self-absorbed in this shit. And I'll tell you this. If you ever want to know anything that will destroy your manhood, is keep up with all the devices. I'm not saying you don't use them if it's for business or whatever. But what it does besides make you oblivious to everything around you, it turns you into a guy or gal that no longer even knows how to converse with anybody, and it's a very convenient way for people that don't want to converse to just say, hey, If you want to get a hold of me, text me, email me later. Go ahead, Doc.
You know, the government's making people afraid of North Korea blasting an EMP in the atmosphere and destroying the electrical grid. God, I hope so.
Yeah, that'll be it.
People actually have to look up from their tablets and phones and do something.
Yep. No, I agree. And that also means, too, you might have to do something physical. You might have to be laborious in your activity. You might have to go help a neighbor, maybe, huh? Maybe
you'll have a car that was made after 2005. You're going to have to walk.
Betcha, because electronics are all dead if that happens.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think one of the biggest things, and you and I have talked about it quite a bit, you need to get into some form of exercise. There's no doubt about it. There, you know, if there's one thing you're going to do is you're going to take those small steps to start doing things of that nature. But let's talk about, too, besides exercises, and we know the ones that really deliver the big bang, especially, you know, if you love all this stuff, the squat, the deadlifts, some form of overhead, obviously. Dr. Wong is involved in martial arts. He's an Olympic lifter, et cetera, et cetera. But we can hit a few of those things. But where are we? You deal with a lot of people, especially with estrogen. But what do you find the common denominator about someone that comes to you finally, realizes there's a real big problem? Maybe they had an incident and they went to see a doctor, but they want to go the natural pathway. And they come to you, and, you know, you're going to know right away if they don't come to you in person, they're going to, what symptoms they're exhibiting when they tell you. What is the best way besides, we'll talk about a little bit of exercise, but what do you feel as far, especially your products, what do we got to do at that point to really start getting them back on their feet?
One of the things that's happening with the soft males is that they're not making anywhere near enough testosterone, either for their age or to support their manhood.
Yep.
So people don't understand the psychological effect of hormones. If you have too much estrogen in you, even if you're a guy, as most of the vegetarians out there do, as most of the tree huggers have, because they don't eat anything that helps them make testosterone, then your mindset is governed by hormones. Everyone thinks that psychology governs everything. Bullshit.
Yep.
You know, if you're crazy, it's all in your body. If you're weak and wimpy in your mind, it's all in your body. I can take any milksop anywhere, pump him full of testosterone, and in 3 days he'll be Clint Eastwood or John Wayne.
Yeah.
You know, and to do this naturally, we can take a bunch of supplements, we can take a bunch of minerals, we can do stuff for guys in whom all the stuff has been shut down, either through excessive estrogen intake, excessive estrogen exposure, or excessive age. And by excessive age, I mean over 55.
Right.
Then we have medical things that we can do. But first, we try the natural stuff.
Yep.
First, we try things like the Andean Essence supplement, which has maca and ashwagandha in it. Both of those things help to make testosterone. The maca has all the precursors that are one step away from your body turning into testosterone instead of nine steps away. Lots of folks saying, oh, I'll just take DHEA. Yeah, you can go take DHEA from now until the cows come home, and it will only turn into estrogen. Dr. Sid Galinsky did the research on that. You know, anyone who wants to dose DHEA, I don't even argue with them anymore. I tell them, do it for a month, do it for 2 months, get your hormones tested, then come back and see me.
Ouch.
When they have more estrogen than all of their cranky mothers-in-laws ever put together.
Well, I'll tell you this, too. You and I both know that's going to be the next thing the government's going to get rid of. Unless
they've already started doing that.
Pretty much. I mean, unless suddenly, you know, with the new administration in there, they just tell them hands off, because
I doubt that. The guy who was just made head of the FDA is a big shot pharmaceutical company guy.
Yeah, well, you know where that's going to lead to. It's going to be gone. But, you know, the funny is, Dr. Wong, it's when you listen to a lot of these people talk, and I'm, you know, let's, you know, I'm naming names, but you listen to any politician. I can just tell you in New York State, and I'm not even going to bother with the women. We're talking just the guy, and I'm not calling them men because the majority of them are not men.
You mean like a cranky guy, Cuomo?
Oh, yeah, Cuomo, and we got Chuck Schumer here.
Oh, talk about slimy.
Absolutely.
I met the man.
Oh, you did? Lucky you.
Oh, heck, years ago, I was standing in a deli in Brooklyn waiting to be served up a pastrami sandwich.
Yep.
He was still a congressman back then. He walks in shaking hands and looking for votes. One of the things that I happen to be able to do is to sense auras.
Yep.
I can sense colors. I and sometimes I can even see them if there's if the impression is strong enough. And lately, everyone's aura has been so damn weak. You can't see it. But Chuck Schumer's aura wanted to made me want to vomit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It browns and maroons and blacks. It looked like if you take out a cancerous liver.
Yep.
Go on Google and look up what a cancerous liver looks like. It looks like that. And then cover it with green slime mucus.
Ugh,
that's
God.
Chuck Schumer.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, you've got a gunner who's estrogen laden.
Oh, yeah.
You've got the slimiest of slime balls.
Yep.
As your senior senator.
Yep. Isn't that great?
I mean, God, I don't think there's anybody in that state with any cojones.
Well, not only that, and that's how we always talk about it, anyway, I will. The funniest thing was, not even money. They don't get it, period. I mean,
the politicians don't, no.
But here's the thing that should frighten anybody. And I feel bad because a lot of the old people can't leave. We had, especially in upstate New York, God, I wish I remembered the number, but the number since 15, well, I think it was from 2015 to like the fall of 2016, I want to say we lost over 100,000 people just in upstate New York alone.
Wow.
That is electrifying just to think that. Because
who's going to pay the taxes for the
world? There you go. That's what I was going to say. And you know what they're going to do? This is the thing, and this is all this all connects with manhood. I am so sick of hearing that we're just going to put another tax on the wealthy. You know, I know how the tax system works and the loopholes, and a lot of it can be written off. But let me tell you this: eventually, a guy or gal that's made their millions or billions, and they've made it legally, all right, and they've worked their ass off for years with nothing, kind of like where I am right now. You don't have a hell of a lot, and you're teetering and teetering. You're either going to make it or you're not, man, one way or another. And suddenly you start taking and enriching your business. You've been there, obviously, and you start making a livelihood. And you start getting out there, and you start doing great things. Let me tell you something. I was brought up, we were always very generous with people, no matter what. My mother and father weren't wealthy at all. They had a huge family, and I had Jimmy, who was sick with MD, and that's where a lot of the resources went, because there wasn't anybody back to the degree it is now that was giving you money to survive, and my dad never would have done that anyways. If it meant Jimmy would stay alive, I know he would have, but my father made enough to be able to provide for him, and they would never have done it any other way. And how many more times is Cuomo and the rest of them going to go to the well with these people? You know what they're going to start doing if they...
Business has moved out of New York State.
There you go. And the only way they can get people to come here is give taxpayer incentives to them. Once they've been here their 10 years, where do you think they're going? They're packing up and leaving.
Exactly.
They are not staying here. And if you listen to a lot of the people, once they start hitting, well, even the younger kids, they're not coming back here after college. Nobody wants to deal with the cold weather anymore. I love it. A lot of people don't. But that's another big factor that never used to be a problem anymore. You have nobody coming here. You have everybody leaving. And if you look at the migration of New Yorkers, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, okay? That's where pretty much the majority of people are going. Now, and you hit it right on the head, Doc. Where do you think they're going to get their revenue? And eventually, the men, and I'm talking the men, that are these millionaires and billionaires, they figure, well, we're just going to soak their ass again. Eventually, they're going to say no more. And if they have businesses here, they're going to pack them up and move them. Because we know today, and you know and I know, with the internet and Wi-Fi, other than if you have a freestanding building, guess what, mayor, governor, in case you don't know, you can pack up and leave here and start your business right up again, all right? So this is not the way to go. But this all, when you hear them talk, and you know, half of them don't mean what they're saying in today's climate, whether it's your beliefs in marriage or what you choose to be your designation as a man likes a woman likes a woman, you know, all that baloney, all right? These people are not only shysters, but these people could give a damn about you. And I said this in the beginning, in the middle. This is all about no unity, all right? The more we divide, the more we conquer. This is why, in my opinion, manhood in every age group, even the younger ones that maybe don't understand it yet but will be guided along the way, your manhood right now, to me, is your survival. And if you think I'm fooling around, stick around for a little while longer, because if you pay attention, you see things on fire all the time around here, whether it's deliberate, whether it's political, whether it's financed by a billionaire or two, doesn't matter to me, all right? What matters is you better be stronger than dirt, as they say, and you better be confident, and you better be able to make decisions, snap decisions, that might affect your life and the ones you love around you. Because I'm going to tell you right now, guys, if you lack the confidence, if you lack the metal, you're going to get slaughtered out there in the world, because it's becoming more and more obvious that there's an awful lot of common denominators out there working against a lot of different people. Look, they might get me, but they're going to lose a few on the way too. That's how you live your life. Go ahead, Doc.
You know, we need to have a guiding philosophy.
Yep.
If we're going to recreate what makes men men, we have to have goals, and then we have to have a guiding philosophy. And you, let's go back to the goals for a second. Your goals can change.
Sure.
As you go along and you figure out, no, I don't really want to go there, I want to go here. Your goals can change. They can be redirected. They can be replaced. But you have to have goals. There has to be an endpoint to the mission.
Yeah.
And then you get there by applying a philosophy of life.
Yep.
And the manly philosophies are the warrior philosophies, whether you see yourself as a Viking, whether you see yourself as a Marine, you see yourself as a Green Beret, you see yourself as a cowboy, you see yourself as a Bushido warrior. You have to have an image of yourself as someone who struggles and accomplishes in their struggle, or you're not going to make it, because there will be nothing pushing you from behind. Your philosophy will be the thing that keeps you up and running when everything and everyone beats you down. When Mario Cuomo says he doesn't want you to stay, you're a conservative. When your car doesn't start, when everything that you've tried doesn't work, and I've been there plenty of times, when all that hits you, you need to have a philosophy to fall back on, something to keep you strong, something to believe in, whether it's group cohesion in the group that you've identified with, or your philosophy, or your faith, or something, and then that helps you to proceed forward to reacquire the path to attain your goals. You don't just shrink like a little violet and go into the basement and play with your Xbox for the rest of your life.
Nope, because I'll tell you what, they'll come and take you and your Xbox and throw you right over the side of a bridge. That's the whole thing. And I'll
into the FEMA camps,
And that's what I wanted to hit, too, because I interrupted you. Andy Essence, obviously, is a premier product. What else do we want to, you know, they come to Dr. Wong, you know, we talked about what they were suffering from. What else would we get them going on?
We need to control the estrogen.
Okay.
So we need to use the Asinesc. Lots of folks think that you can use things like DIM, diendomethane, or 5-3-C carbonyl. They're okay, but they're only estrogen blockers. You need to keep your body from making estrogen. And for that, you need an aromatase inhibitor. In the drug world, if you were doing anabolic steroids, you'd be using either Novaldex or Arimidex. Novaldex has its problems because it can cause uterine cancer in women. So, which means it can cause prostate cancer in men, because the yep. uterus and the prostate are the same organ. Just one's a little bit more swollen than the other. But
yep. you know,
from infant development on, it's made out of the same tissue. So we need to stop our own production or slow down our own production of estrogen, which increases aging, which increases moodiness, which increases weight gain, which increases all the feelings of helplessness. I can't do anything. I just want to go sit in the corner and cry.
Yep.
Well, that's all estrogen driven. You give a guy a couple of shots of testosterone, in 3 days he's crawling the walls.
Yeah.
I can do anything.
Yep.
So the hormones govern the mindset. Then we need to put in the zinc and the magnesium, because you can't make testosterone without them. It's that simple.
Yep.
So you put in all this stuff to control the estrogen, to help make testosterone, and then in a week or two, when you start waking up with erections in the morning again,
yep.
when you look at a gal and you start lusting, as society has told you not to do.
Exactly.
And when you just have sex on your mind all the time, especially between 2 and 4 in the morning and 2 and 4 in the afternoon.
Yep.
You know, you're sitting in your cubicle there typing on your computer, and the gal in the next cubicle starts to look really, really, really good.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I knew I was in trouble. I was in a place called Camp Upshur once, and there was a gal who was running the PX.
Yep.
She was a buck sergeant, an E5 with a broken thigh bone, so she had a full leg cast on, and after 3 weeks she began to look good. I knew I was there for too long. But, you know, testosterone was working.
But that's good. That's good. You know, and I want to tell everybody too, because I remember we talked about this years ago. You pop some antiestrogens before you train. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not psychological either. You're going to go out and have some good training, man. Your strength is good. I'm telling you right now. I take it during the day too. I'm not going to tell any I don't, but I'll tell you this right now. I take it about 40 minutes before I go outside and lift. And, you know, you have nights like any nights, but I always feel very, very strong when I use that. So, you know, if you can do it naturally, that's the way to do it. I mean, and definitely not go out and buy anything illegal, because just so you know, I don't know if it's in every state, but here in New York, you shoot anything testosterone-wise or anything with a needle, now it's a felony, and you can go to prison for a long time. With all the things that are going on all over the world, they're worrying about taking shots of testosterone. That just shows you how ass-backwards we become.
It shows you how much society and government wants meek, docile, yep. even if they're bitchy, but meek, docile yep. subjects
yep.
instead of self-assertive citizens.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you mentioned all the lawyers in government.
Yeah.
Way back at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
I want everyone to go look up the original 13th Amendment. There is an amendment to the Constitution that somehow got lost. It wasn't canceled. It wasn't undone by a constitutional convention. It wasn't undone by Congress. It wasn't unratified by the states. It just sort of kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
somewhere in the 1830s or 1840s, that the 13th Amendment, the original 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution said that lawyers could not be elected to public office.
Yep.
Because the Founding Fathers knew that the second they let that happen, lawyers yep. would just make laws and make laws and make laws
yep.
for their own benefit. Does it sound like now? For
yep.
their own benefit, and everyone else gets screwed up the ass.
Yeah, and it sounds like judges right now on the bench, instead of following the Constitution, we interpret it our own way and we make the law. This is why, I know we've talked about a lot of things today, but folks, this all goes to manhood. Now look, I don't think half the things would be going on that's going on now. There's two factors, I think, more than anything. Well, there's many factors, but I'll talk about the two I think that are really the most damaging. Number one, we're just going to leave it to men, We know what the majority of men have become now. So how is a man going to even go against anything they don't believe in without the confidence to get together and do it? All right, number one. Number two, let's face it. Without having the confidence to take care of things, all right, you have these distractions all over. That's what it's made to do. Keep you away from whatever is important. And I know people, I was talking to a lady the other day. Her brother and sister-in-law and her nephew. Now, these people are tight for money. But believe it or not, they find enough to always go out and buy the latest phone. Now, an iPhone, I've seen, I have an iPhone. It's a couple years old. I see when they come over, because I have Verizon, so I see all the new stuff coming out. Oh, we give you discounts. You know what they start at? $800, man. Jeez, $800 for a phone. Are you kidding me? If I'm buying $800, you know, I'm getting your stuff, or I'm going and I'm going to buy protein until my head falls off. I mean, but then again, I'm thinking manly all the time. I'm thinking about wanting to get better all the time. Same way, you know, if they want to buy a laptop or the newest iPad. This is what I'm saying. You wonder why you're sitting there and you're scratching your head and you're wondering why you can't even get it up anymore. Well, here we go again. Not that I watch a lot of TV, but I do like to watch the Yankees now and then. All right, I like baseball for one reason. I like the field of pitcher against batter. I just like that. I loved playing baseball right up to majors and Babe Ruth, and I was pretty damn good at it. I just love the idea of going against somebody. Can I outsmart you? Is my luck better than yours? Is my skill better? All right, but that's a whole nother thing. Watch anything like that. What is it? Heart disease, diabetes, cholesterol. And the biggest new thing is now they get some hot chick on TV laying on a bed saying, hey, basically, why don't you just say, since you can't get it up, you can take Viagra in mini packs, right? You know what? I tell you what. I've sat with people, even my mother and girls. And I got to tell you, I'm no prude, but I'm kind of embarrassed when that comes on. I'll tell you why. If that's what the American male or the male in general has become, pop one pill to get your friggin' pecker up, you're in trouble, man. This should tell you that your manhood is dead. It's dissolved, man. And if you can't go and do the things, if you can't get under a heavy bar and squat it, if you can't even lift a 25-pound sandbag, if you can't lift two bags of groceries off the ground and walk it like a farmer's walk, let me tell you, gents, you better do something, because I'm telling you, your mortality rate's coming to an end. And if you think I'm kidding, if it doesn't happen, they're going to load you so full of crap in your veins, it's going to kill you. Did you ever listen to side effects when they'll tell you about heart, things like that? Oh, well, confusion, stroke. You know, you could get this, that, the other thing. Obviously, they always say impotence, the whole thing. Is that really worth it when if you are seriously don't have anything wrong with you, I mean medically wrong, to not go out and go lift some rocks and walk them 5 feet? Go lift anything, all right? Walk, just walk. Start walking for 20 minutes every other night. But do something, because I'm telling you right now, eventually you're not going to be in your 20s anymore and beat it. Eventually you're not going to be in your 30s anymore and beat it. And maybe you'll make it through your 40s and beat it. But you and I both know, you hit 50, as they say, and everything goes the opposite direction, which is bull anyways. But the majority of people have been programmed and bought into it. You hit that great age of 50 years old, and that could be the morning you don't wake up. And that's usually Monday when all that baloney transpires. So go ahead, Doc, take it.
Might as well play taps. Instead of happy birthday, just play taps. You know, this is going to get misunderstood, but here goes anyway.
Okay.
Even in weightlifting,
yep,
folks aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. The best and most perfect form I have seen in years.
Yep.
In the snatch was a Korean gal who just won some medal somewhere. A woman.
Yep.
The second pull, she got under that bar better than anyone I had ever seen before. The form was absolutely drop dead perfect.
Yep.
Why can't men have form like that?
I'll tell you what I think, especially we haven't seen much since the days of Hoffman, or obviously with Ken Patera, Serge Redding,
yep.
Alexia. I mean, obviously, Taranenko came and broke Alexia's record, and we've seen some great ones from Germany, Steiner, and all these different ones, all right? But I'll tell you what, I think it's like everything. Everything, for some reason, whether it was planned or it just happened or it's just the way the athletic field went, because if you see any of the pro sports now, let's face it, you know, every other commercial is for a supplement or for a sports drink or for a car that the whole team drives. Yeah, they're all driving little Fords, right? I got news for you. These guys are probably driving Lamborghinis, Jags, Ferraris, Benzes, you name it, right? It's a load of crap. But what I'm trying to get here is this. I just think everything has been diluted to the point now where, you know, most people don't know, like, a lot of the stuff that went on prior to all this, that, you know, when you saw football players back in the day, they had to work a second job. These guys didn't have million-dollar contracts. These guys were working in warehouses, meatpacking places, delivering beer, all that shit, yep. Right? This is why I'm trying to – this is the point I want to get to, totally. Different era, I realize that. People always say, well, it was tougher and all that. Yeah, you know something, though? Tougher's not bad. Tougher's good. And the whole thing that I like about the whole deal is this. Not only do you become physically strong and able and mobile and this, that, and the other thing, but you turn a mental – you know, Doc was talking about joining an organization. Well, I'll even go further with this. We were talking about this before, and he made mention of this, but there's nothing like – building standards, especially mentally. Philosophies, I know we talked about with you're with a group, it's the same thing, but I'm talking in a singular way too. You have standards that you live by, no matter what. If you have to adjust them, it's like just like weightlifting, sandbag, stones, kettle, anything. You adjust, all right? You adjust. I'm doing a thing, Doc, I'm going to tell you offline when we hang up here. I'm doing a thing with adaptability right now that a mutual person I know that we like very much, we've talked about, Anthony DiTillo, wrote many years ago. And if everybody knows, I am a major fan of Anthony DiTillo. Anthony DiTillo is the one who got me started on all the power rack work. I think he was incredible. And what a writer for Perry Rader. His own books he wrote for a while with Milo magazine. Just somebody that, boy, I wish I was around in his era. I would have done anything to, you know, train with this guy. Just the knowledge, the way he could put things across. Just I go back now and search through everything I got to go back and read his articles again, because I find stuff in them that, you know, maybe 10 years ago it just went over my head. You know, I wasn't looking for that 10 years ago. And that's what I'm talking about with the whole manhood thing. Standards, something to live by. Be part of something if you need to be. Have some identification. Work with one another. Have the solutions. Get out there together. Go out and lift some rocks. Go out and howl, man. Be part of civilization, the outdoors, the air, all the things we naturally used to just do. We didn't, you know, I love to hear these people say, oh, I found out how to do X, Y, Z. I'm saying to myself, yeah, they used to do that 50 years ago. But now suddenly, because you dressed it up with a little bit of glitter and some girl with her pants halfway down her butt and another, and you know, she's wearing something to make herself very, very tight on top, here we go. You know, so it sells like crazy. Where the guy or the girl out in the one room or the one car garage has been doing this stuff for 15 years and looks it too. So what I'm saying, and I'll give it to Doc and I'll let him summarize and we'll finish up for today, is this. Your manhood is only one step away from you. And if you don't believe me, take me up on it. You heard what Dr. Wong said. You heard Dr. Wong is part of Etched in Stone here, that program. I'm telling you right now, not only does he, but I, and what we've done with that program, whether you went to Dr. Wong separately and just worked with him, I'm telling you right now, I can't make any guarantees in life because I haven't seen you, but I can tell you this, I can help you out probably more than most people even would, because one thing I've always stressed in my life and I've been taught is this: success is the most important thing when you do things, but more important than success is you become a better person inside and out. And when you, I'm going to repeat that, when you become better inside and out, that 9-month belly starts going away. That apprehension leaves you forever. That confidence comes back. That big set of testicles you once had, they start growing back, my friends. So listen, I will leave it at that. We could do probably 100 million more shows between Dr. Wong and myself, but I hope today, more than any day, that this will strike a chord in you and get you off your behind and get you moving. Doc, summarize anything. Take your time. Give out all your info. I will give mine, and we'll get ready for another show, my friend.
All righty. Figure out what self-image you want to have. Figure out what you want to be at the end of the primary mission of refining your manhood. Set goals. The goals can be revised, they can be changed, they can be replaced, but we go from goal to goal to goal.
Yep.
We go from hope to hope until we find the hope that finally works out. All the little hopes in the middle might not work out, but they get us from point A to point Z without losing faith, without losing heart, and quitting. Then, see yourself as part of a group, not as part of the universal whole, not holding hands and singing kumbaya, not we are the world. See yourself as part of a group, whether the group is racial or religious or military or sport or whatever. Identify with a group of like-minded men, or of men who think the way you want to get to think and act the way you want to get to act like. Identify with that group and work towards becoming a full-fledged, let's say, initiated member in that group. Take on a philosophy to guide you along the way, whether it's a warrior philosophy, a cowboy philosophy, whether it's chivalry, it's Bushido, or whether it's the philosophy of the greenie beanies or the SEALs or the Marines. Find a philosophy that guides you along the way. Everyone has their own philosophy. Everyone rings to a different beat, to a different frequency. Find what feeds your manhood going in the direction that you need to go. Be self-responsible. Ain't no one else going to do it for you. There's no one going to sprinkle fairy dust on you and turn you into Clint Eastwood. You need to have the image. You need to do the work. Because you can't get anywhere without doing the work. Then, lastly, we need to be self-motivated. Don't expect anyone to support you along the way. Just the opposite. Expect everyone to tell you that you're wrong, that we need to go feed the kids in Biafra, that we need to go take care of the whales by Fukushima, that we need to do all this stuff. Tell them to go bugger off. You're going to identify with this group. You're going to have the goals of that group. You're going to have the goals of getting yourself to be worthy. You know, this is a word that no one uses anymore. I wanted a wife that was absolutely drop-dead gorgeous.
Yep.
That was brainy. That was smart. My wife was a 167 IQ. Oof. That had legs, that had boobs, that had a face, that had everything. I wanted her to be a drop-dead gorgeous model and smart.
Yep.
And I never, ever, ever let go of that image.
Yep.
And I got it. But I had to work my ass off to get it. And
If I were fat, if I were slovenly, if I had 13-inch arms and all I wanted to do was just sit in the corner all day, she'd have never given me a second look.
Exactly.
The word worthy. We have to be worthy to be part of the group. We have to be worthy to get the kind of women we want. Don't settle. Select. Don't settle. It's the theme for Barney's Town.
Yep.
Select. Don't. Oh, I'll never find what I'm looking for. Because the second you settle, you'll find what you're looking for, and then you're screwed.
Yeah. And not only that, you know what? You just got to have a certain mental tenacity. And like you said, I thought about it, and you ended up with the woman that you always wanted, plus I'm sure many other things in your life. There's so much to that where what you think about most comes to you. And I know people laugh at that and they say that's all bullshit. Well, look at how many people are not only living in unhappy lives, but look at how many people that we talked about today that can't even see their feet when they look down. Okay.
Right. That As you is, think, that, so you are.
That's right.
How you think and how you feel is what you're going to manifest.
You got it. And you know something? That's when we do these shows. I mean, this is why we talk so differently on so many different topics that are in here because, you know, I know people, and I know a lot of them well. You know, you're not just thinking on one topic of losing weight or getting your testosterone or your manhood back. You're thinking about, well, what are other people going to think? How am I going to do it? What if I fail? What if I just can't do it after all these years? And what you end up doing is creating so much self-doubt. You're talking yourself out of everything. That goes for girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever you like, okay? What I'm saying here is, well, wouldn't it be easier to just turn around and say, I'm going to start out walking 4 nights a week, and you get a little bit better. And then you're going to say, well, I'm going to start playing around with a kettle bar or an Olympic bar. And the next thing you know, the growth has begun. The next thing you know, all these things you're putting out in the universe are starting to come back to you. Suddenly, out of nowhere, you're going to meet somebody that maybe has been training a little bit longer than you. Maybe they invite you over. Maybe they want to help you out. And maybe you take up the challenge. So, Doc, I didn't mean to rain on your parade.
Elaborated on things perfectly well.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I just think it's so tragic that it's so much. And I know we've been conditioned this way. I've been guilty of it, too. You're conditioned to think of the worst all the time, the things, you know, things that you want to do. How many people have talked themselves out of whatever their dream was? I mean, I'll bet you could walk through a cemetery and hear all the voices saying it. I'm not kidding you when I say that. I just see, and I see today, and I don't want to leave on a note like this. We're going to leave on positive, and I'm going to send it right back to you. But I'll tell you what. There's more people looking down. There's more sad faces. There's more rudeness. There's more discontent. There's more people that just say whatever than I've ever seen before. And I'm going to tell you, and this is for guys, and we'll even do shows on women. You know, guys, you're not done by any means. What you need to do is start bringing in a brand new mindset and starting to distance yourself from people and events like that. If you got the gonads to do it, I'm telling you right now, a year from now, I hope you get a hold of me and tell me, when I heard you and Dr. Wong, you saved my life. That would be the greatest compliment you could ever render me, I can tell you that. It's all yours, Doc.
Get out of the situations, get away from the people who are negative towards your becoming manly, even if it's your mother, even if it's your wife. Everyone who's holding you down, jettison them. Go your way, because, you know, every time you have a negative thought, you're reinforcing what everyone else is telling you.
Oh, honey, I don't think you should do that. You should just stay home and do this and that. And, you know,
everyone who wants you to be their little boy, or everyone who wants you to be the obedient husband that they pat on the head, maybe have sex with once a month just to keep them under control, you know, everyone who wants to hold you down, are they benefits to your life? Are they helping you at all? Are they fulfilling your dream for yourself? Or are they hindrances? Are they encumbrances? Are they enclouding, inebriating? I love that. God, I love the word. Are they inebriating what your goal is so that you can't even see it anymore?
Yep.
So that you don't think it exists, so that you don't think it's possible to attain it. Press the ejection seat and get the fuck out.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I was married to a gal for 19 years, 6 months, 25 days, 12 hours, and 36 minutes. From the time I married her, from the day I was with Judge Gleason in Yonkers. Judge Gleason must be dead by now because he was like 60, 70 years old when he married us. From the day I got married to the day I walked out the door was 19 years, 6 months, 25 days, 12 hours, and 36 minutes. The last 10 or so years were horrible.
Yep.
Everyone was, oh, just put up with it. It's okay. She's just fine. It's that. You know, when you're sitting in a room with a gun in your hand, thinking that it's preferable to leave the planet instead of walking out the door, you better friggin' walk out the door.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That was the most liberating thing I have ever done, was to walk out the damn door.
Yep.
Liberating for my practice, liberating for my future development, liberating for my spiritual development, liberating for my manhood. You get used to being downtrodden.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're hearing the nagging all day long, constantly,
fuck.
Yeah.
You know, and I hung around long enough. I would have left 7 to 10 years earlier. Hung around long enough for my kids to be old.
Exactly.
My youngest was 7. My oldest was 20-some-odd. She was already out of the house. I, you know, hung around as long as I possibly could before I seriously thought of suicide.
Yeah.
And then gone.
Yep.
Have the cojones to do that if you need to.
Yep.
And yes, you'll be in an apartment by yourself, rebuilding your life. But then, think about it. It might be the first time in decades when you actually have control of your own life. No one else. You.
Yep.
That is a gift that you have taken. You, no one gave it to you. You took it.
Yep.
Just like you're going to take your manhood back and rebuild yourself.
Yep.
Go. Take
yep.
it.
Yep. I love it. It's the only way to go, man. It's the only way to go. What else you got, my friend?
You know, again, anyone who wants to listen to my rantings and ravings can go to drwongradio.com. If you want to read my articles on everything from health to spirituality, to martial arts, you can go to drwong.us. And if you want to look up my supplements, especially the Zymessence, and I urge everyone to go to the Red Radio site and listen to the lecture, Fighting the Things Most Likely to Kill Us. And then look at the Zymessence and all the other supplements at drwongsessentials.com.
Awesome stuff. Let me tell you, awesome stuff. You got anything else, my friend?
That's it.
Okay. This is Motivation. This is okay, shoot.
No.
Oh, okay.
Hit the weights now, because I'm pumped.
Well, that's what everybody is. They come on here. Half the people that come on here said, you got me so fired up, I can't even sleep tonight. That's a good thing. This is Motivation Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Check out our two brand new products, ready to go, ready to fire, ready to roll. Our first one is the Winner's Circle. This is 12 of the most excellent audio programs I've ever done in my life. It's a complete course. It's 30 minutes minimum of me talking and describing how to do things. If you like thick bar work, these are manly movements too. Heist shrugs, dips, pullovers, sandbags, stones, power rack. Oh, man, and dead stop work. And we are going to keep growing this catalog. It's just exceptional stuff. I also have a 13th one out there that we haven't put out, and we might use it, obviously, to get more people in. It's called Stewards of Strength. It's short. It's about 20 minutes, and you've heard me talk about it at the end of the show. We are stewards of strength, and we stand at the gates. We are the gatekeepers. We are the man. We are the manhood. And that's what it's all about. Also, too, go out to motivationandmuscle.com. Oh, and I forgot one other thing. Etched in Stone is the premier product. If you're suffering with your manhood, you need to check that product out. And as I said in the very beginning, Dr. William Wong is one of the people that's working with me on this, and I couldn't be happier. He is by far anti-aging, naturopath. In my opinion, he's the best in the world. And not only that, if you hear him and you talk to him offline, you couldn't ask for a better person to speak with. And one other thing he does, which a lot of people don't do, he returns your calls. That's very important to me. So I've known Dr. Wong for quite a while, long before he came on M&M. And I've been very lucky that I met him through another guy many, many years ago that he used to do some business with. And that's how I found out, and I haven't looked back. So check all that stuff out. Also, motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Go out and just look at all the shows I've done with Dr. Wong. You got plenty of questions on testosterone. It's all out there. Obviously, he gave you a way to get a hold of him, and you can also get a hold of me. I would forward anything you need to question him about if you'd like. So go out and check all that out. iTunes and Stitcher, 5-star review. We appreciate that. We're out on AHA, AHA Radio. That's a directory that has all the podcasting stations that all the new cars now have the ability to get podcasting on the radio. So up with us, man. 24/7. 7 days a week, we will kick you right in the behind and get you moving, man. Be part of our family. It's very important. We talked about belonging to something. I always tell you, be part of our revolution. Join our family. I'm not kidding you when I say that. We've got last month, as I said, was our biggest month ever, and we are slowly approaching the breaking that record now, too. So keep listening and tell a friend. Also, too, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, give them 5 words of inspiration. We know what that will do. As I also said, if you'd like to do Dr. Wong and I to do a particular show, FiorellaBarbell@NICAP.R.com. Also, too, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile for the day. That might be all they get, and it's very important, folks. I can't stress this enough. It is very important to make contact to people. Screw the phone. Go meet them in person and look them in the eye and tell them what you really want and what you really mean. You wouldn't believe how better you feel when eventually you walk away. I'm telling you. Also, too, if you're going to go out tonight, lift it, bend it, break it, twist it, squat it, push it, pull it. If you're going to go out and lift some stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red Domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We don't follow anyone's. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. No one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell Furr says, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning and has been a guest, when I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We will say that for the next 28 years, my friend. Also, too, Frank Klein, greatest college professor in business. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, be a leader, not a follower. Be a leader, not a follower. John Ridge, my chiropractor for years, who was like a father figure to me because I met John long after my dad died. He used to say 2 words. He'd walk everybody to the door, keep smiling. I dare you to say that and not smile. I've been doing that an awful lot lately, let me tell you. John, as Dr. Wong and I were talking, like Dr. Wong, man's man, and I'm not kidding you when I say that. I miss John like you wouldn't believe. I used to go over there, and I probably couldn't do it now as much with the business. I mean, the business was up even when John was alive. But we used to sit on Friday afternoons, you know, before he'd adjust me, depending on how busy he was. And his dad was a barber in New Hampshire. And John still had that accent. And he'd always say to me, you sit in Pa's chair. That's how he would talk. I wish I could do him. And he and I have had some of the best conversations I've ever had with anybody in my life. We didn't always agree, but we never walked away not friends. And I can appreciate that more than ever. And John would be very proud of me, I know that for sure, because John was a big force in me going through with FBC and M&M. So I thank John, my dad, Frank Klein, obviously. Be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Tell 100 or more of your friends because we're coming. We are not going to knock on your door. We're going to put our foot through it. Join our family. Join our revolution. And as Les Brown says, you all have, well, you know something? You all have leadership quality, whatever you want to call it. He calls it many things, but you all have it in you. But we'll take it two steps further. We got your back, and we're right in your corner. Not many people would say that. And Les used to say all the time, too, you all have greatness. But like I said, we go further with it. I think it's very important, and we'll keep pushing this to the very end. So, Dr. Wong, thanks for being on. It's always an honor and a privilege, my friend.
Thank you for having me on board, Eric.
I always will. So, for Dr. William Wong, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. We will have Dr. Wong on again. But remember this. Today is only Wednesday. You got four more days this week to make a difference. Go out and do that, but you have the rest of your life. It's very important. And all in all, go back out and capture your manhood. We are depending on you. Send us notes. We're very interested. Have a great week, everyone, and we will talk to you soon. And remember, the world is waiting for you to do something magnificent. Do it. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.